You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. That extreme heat watch is in effect through tonight. The heat index values could make it feel as hot as 107. People are being urged to check on neighbors and to call 211 if you need to find a cooling center. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. During the heat advisory, electric service cannot be shut off, and those without power may qualify for reconnection due to health risks. There's more about that process on the We Energies website. The Racine County Fair has added misting stations, shaded seating, and a staffed safety building to help visitors deal with the heat. The fair starts today in Union Grove and runs through Sunday. Both a shooting suspect and the woman he allegedly shot had to be flown to the hospital after a standoff stretched through most of the day yesterday in Racine. The initial shooting happened at around 11 a.m. near Prospect and Reschke. Police say the man locked himself inside of a home and didn't respond to calls from negotiators. Just after 6:30 last night, SWAT officers found him wounded inside. The identities of those involved isn't yet known. Traffic in Kenosha is slowed down in another place. There's now a major rebuild at the intersection of Washington Road and 30th Avenue. The project will upgrade traffic signals and improve safety for drivers and pedestrians. Carthage College is already boosting their nursing effort. Now another local university is joining in. Waukesha County Technical College is opening a new virtual reality lab for its nursing programs. The lab will allow hands-on training in a lifelike VR setting starting next spring. And Kenosha cars will be racing tonight at the Great Lakes Dragaway. They'll also be cruising in at the Brat Stop. Those are the events today for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming Car Show, the world's largest AMC gathering. The showcase runs through Sunday and includes car shows, a parade, cruise-ins, and a block party celebrating the city's auto legacy. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it, you know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider year, there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as the series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still-untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.